When someone does something wrong, something that hurts us, it's easy to say, I forgive you, but actually living out that forgiveness, well, what does that look like? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Forgive and Forget. In a recent edition, the magazine Psychology Today carried an article on forgiveness. In part, the article reports that until recently, psychologists regarded forgiveness as the business of the clergy and theologians. But now, mental health experts are subjecting forgiveness to the microscope of scientific scrutiny with no apologies. It goes on to tell of two psychologists, Drs. Enright and Suzanne Friedman, who are working with people who have been sexually abused. They found that none expressed any desire to forgive their perpetrators. So in a controlled study, they selected 50% of the group to participate in a series of workshops on forgiveness. So 12 months down the track, what were the findings of the study? So what happened with the 50% who attended the forgiveness workshops? Not only did all eventually forgive, but a year later, they reported far less anxiety and depression than the non-forgiving control group. The researchers concluded that they had never seen such a strong result with incest survivors. They go on to say that forgiving is giving up the resentment that you're entitled to. The paradox, says psychologist Enright Friedman, is that by giving this gift to the other, it's the gift giver who ends up being healed. You know, I wonder whether in our society today, whether for too long we've treated forgiveness as something that's fluff. You know, it's one of those touchy-feely emotions. Oh, well, yeah, I should forgive someone, but it's not really important. But in reality, forgiveness is a really hard thing to do. For those who dare to take that hard path, I wonder whether there's something better along that path, something that we could maybe never imagine. It doesn't matter how we look at life. Every day, everywhere, people do things that either hurt us or offend us or threaten us. Sometimes it's people we love. It's people that are the closest to us. Sometimes it's people we work with. And sometimes it's people that we don't even know. You know, that person behind us in the car that just beeps their horn at us because we're maybe just going a little bit too slow for them. And the things that hurt us or offend us or threaten us, sometimes they're small things. Sometimes they're things that are quite important to us. And sometimes they're really, really big things. You may have heard me say once before that as a kid at school, I was never one of the beautiful people. I had snide remarks and I was ignored and I was left off the team. Sometimes at work, you know, a bunch of people go out for a drink after work and no one thinks to invite you or me. Those things, they can really hurt. And when we feel the pain, we want to retaliate. We want to lash out. We want to pay them back. We want to get our pound of flesh from these people. Well, if they ignored me, you know something? I can ignore them too. Maybe those people who went out for that drink last night at work and they didn't invite us. Maybe when they send me an email today at work and they need something from me at work, I might just ignore them. Or I might just frustrate them. I might just play hard to get. I might just completely block them from getting what they want to do. And before you know it, something small, something that somebody did that they may not have meant anything by. It was just an oversight. All of a sudden, something small escalates just like that into something significant. You know what I mean? And then sometimes we're dealing with significant hurts, with hurts, you know, an ingrained problem with your boss at work. For some reason, the boss just doesn't want to be fair. For some reason, every time there's a promotion, he or she overlooks you or me. Maybe you feel that they're lying about you. Or maybe there's a real problem in our marriage. Maybe the relationship between husband and wife is just, you know, over the years it's tired. And have you ever heard people say we've grown apart? They're significant problems. They really get us down. And sometimes we have to deal with major hurts. You know, when people really, really hurt us. Later this week, we're going to be talking to Lorraine Watson. We're going to be talking about abuse as a child, about our own children being killed by hit-and-run driver. People go through divorce, you know, every now and then in life, we have to suffer really major losses. We all deal with these things every day, whether they're small, significant or major, whether it's with people we love, we work with, or people we don't know. And it turns out how we respond has a huge bearing on the quality of our life. Let's go back to that study that I mentioned at the outset of the sexually abused women. The 50% who forgave. Remember what the report said? They experienced far less anxiety and depression 12 months down the track. And in fact, that startled the psychologists doing the research. They were surprised. They thought, we have never seen such amazing results with people who have been through abuse. But you know, it's no surprise to God. The Apostle Paul, a couple of thousand years ago, wrote this. He said, never avenge yourselves. Leave that bit to God. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, this guy Paul has the habit of putting such profound truths into such a small number of words. Psychologists maybe have just figured out something that God's known all along, that avenging yourself, getting revenge, something that we mostly do by living out an active resentment towards someone, you know, the sort of thing, the silent treatment. We just ignore them. We just deal with them and we push them away. It's not the answer. True forgiveness is laying down for good our right to punish someone. And that is really hard, whether it's being ignored by someone or whether it's something as big as sexual abuse. Hurt hurts. And when we're feeling hurt, when we're experiencing the pain of rejection or pain of abuse or something really little, all we really experience is that pain right then and there. And to forgive someone, to lay down our right to hurt them back, to ignore them back, to punish them back. My experience is when I've done that, when I've made a real decision that this person who has just ignored me, I am not going to punish them. I am not going to hurt them back. When I've made those decisions in life, you know something? It has never felt good at the time. It has never been a fun thing to do. You know, the cupboard doesn't open and the orchestra starts playing when I forgive someone. For me, it never feels like that. And yet the paradox is that it's the only thing that really sets us free. But wait, there's more. You see what Paul wrote there? He said, look, don't avenge yourselves. Don't try and punish people. That's much better left to God. He's a much better judge of character. He's a much better judge of what's going to work and what's not going to work here. No, if you've got an enemy, someone that's hurt you, if they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Overcome their evil by blessing them. 99.9% of people respond to being blessed. Maybe not straight away, but eventually they do. And when they do, a whole new world of relationship opens up for us. Not only do we feel better because we've been set free from the pain of what, after all, they did wrong, but we have this relationship there to explore. People say forgive and forget. But what Paul's saying here, what I believe God's saying here, is there's a step in the middle. Forgive. It's a decision. It's tough. But it's the only way to set us free. Then bless them. And I reckon that's even harder. But it's the action that reinforces the decision in our hearts. Bless them. Deliberately step out and support this person when someone's stabbing them behind the back. And then forget. We never forget the thing they did. What we end up forgetting by blessing them is the pain and the resentment that we would carry around in our hearts like a cancer. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.